Their king was still alive. They were still intact. And what was happening behind the scenes was the surviving members were beginning to reinvigorate and revive around the reality of their king. Samuel said, "Bring me Agag, the king of the Amalekites." And Agag, thinking now all is going to be well, Saul is off the throne, everything is forgiven, comes in cheerfully. And Agag said, "Surely the bitterness of death is past. Well, that's all over." And Samuel said, very prosaic, "As your sword has made women childless, so shall your mother be childless among women." Which is another way of saying, "I'm going to kill you." A very prosaic way of saying it, actually. And Samuel hacked Agag to pieces before the Lord at Gilgal. It's a rather sickening scene, isn't it? It was God who commanded it to be done. And Samuel did it before the Lord. And Samuel was no soldier. Samuel was a priest. But here was God sending out divine judgment from holy wrath against sin. Unlike Saul and the rest of the Israelites, Samuel carried out the Lord's commands. This is a tremendous picture of God's attitude towards sin. Sadly, however, the battle that was supposed to exterminate the Amalekites, supposed to wipe them out, ended before the goal was accomplished. Apparently, the soldiers were so busy collecting the spoils and making sure they were sorting out the good animals from the bad that they never really did the job. And Scripture records that a few years later, the reinvigorated tribe raided the southern territory and took all the women and children captive. Turn over to chapter 30 of 1 Samuel. Verse 1, "And it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had made a raid on the Negev and on Ziklag." That's in the southern area where they were still ruminating around. "They had overthrown Ziklag, burned it with fire. They took captive the women and all who were in it, both small and great, without killing anyone, and carried them off and went their way. And when David and his men came to the city, behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters had been taken captive. And David and the people who were with him lifted their voices and wept until there was no strength in them to weep." Now David's two wives had been taken, Abinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail, the widow of Nabal the Carmelite. So they come back, and this terrible, terrible, marauding bunch of Amalekites has done it to them again.